This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, this is the station where we're giving you, the fans, a chance to have your say. We've got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance. And I'm delighted to say on this Foxes Takeover, this Tuesday at 8 o'clock, what a difference a week makes. Last week, we were talking about how it was all... We were all getting a little fed up. Where was the next Premier League win coming from? Now, it was a run of no wins in 2 months, all the while still sitting comfortably in that top four race. But it was a crushing, cruising defeat of Villa last night, 4-0. Roger Sand, the team, are back on top and up and running. But was it last week's victory in the Cup to Birmingham that sparked the side back into life? To tell us all about it, and we have to start with last night's romping performance at home, Lee... We are joined by you, Mr. Lee Chappie, Mr. Leicester City himself. And all this football stuff, Lee, is starting to become enjoyable again, isn't it?
You know, after last night, I bet you were thinking, I'm going to have a good show today, aren't
I? I was. It was what I prayed for. I thought, my mate Lee's been very down in the dumps. He's still coming on. He's still providing us with the goods. His team of it, a little bit of a rocky patch, but we've got through it, Lee.
Mate, it's as if by magic, the old Leicester City appeared. It was mad last night. Brendan Rodgers shuffled the deck, and what a performance by the boys. Aston Villa were poor, really poor. But some changes that I like to see. Probably Ben Chilwell being taken off because of an injury, but it worked out really well because Double J, James Justin, wasn't he good last night? My word.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many players I want to talk about. I mean, what a night, what a game. We could easily make this the Jamie Vardy, the Harvey Barnes, Ndidi back in the side. But James Justin, a player, just where have they unearthed this gem from? Obviously, now only getting his first few appearances for Leicester. I want to come on to him a little bit. But on that collectively, on that team performance, they are back to their best. And Villa were poor, but this was Leicester at their blistering flying best, wasn't it?
Yeah, you don't make mistakes, first of all, against Leicester. Not like that, anyway, Pepe Reina. It's like someone was holding the Y button on FIFA and bringing the goalkeeper out too early. You know, it was just like, what's he doing? And after that, it was just, we all just ran riot, really, didn't we? I've got to say, by the way, Harvey Barnes, wow, what a performance he had. I've seen Twitter posts all over social media today getting him into the England squad and blah, 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 blah. Probably a bit mad, considering that, you know, it was one really good performance by him. Is that all it takes, 2 goals to get in the England team? Probably not, but he has done well this season and he's just getting better and better and getting 2 goals as well, which was the first time, I think, for him, for Leicester, getting 2 goals in a game. So that's off to him.
Yeah, hats off to him. And I think he's a real talent that they've got on his hands. Obviously, a local boy. He had that loan spell last year, you know, was getting a lot more minutes. Now he's come into the team. And it's interesting, isn't it, Lee? Because going into that contest last night, everyone was making lots of the Madison versus Jack Grealish debate. But there's maybe another name in this battle, and that name is Harvey Barnes.
Yeah. Just jumping on the Jack Grealish comment, I think he had the least amount of touches in any Premier League game this season so far last night. And I still think he's somewhere in Ricardo Pereira's pocket.
We haven't found him. There is a missing a poster looking for Jack Grealish in the area of Leicester from last night. And we talk about Vardy as well, Lee. Obviously, back on form, only came on the hour mark. You know, he went nine games in the League and Cup without scoring. And yet... Yep. He got 2 goals last night, but in those 9 games, yet still top scorer in the Premier League.
Yeah, is that a reflection on the performance of the rest of the league? Or is that a reflection on how many Vardy's got ahead of the opposition and it's still giving that time to stay at the top? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, but he is at the top now, and we're talking, you know, really father time. Never seems to catch up with him. That turn of pace, still at his potent best and clinical when it matters. I mean, if he was on the pitch, he definitely for Longley would have got that hat trick. But there were a couple of incidents, even though on paper for the fans that are tuning in and obviously didn't watch the game, it was a rout 4-0. But there was an incident, yeah. Tyrone Mings handball penalty, bit of a tough one to take if you're a Villa fan, Lee.
To be honest with you, that VAR, again, I'm not keen on it. It probably changed the game for them, maybe. But I think there was a something not picked up a bit later on in the game. I can't remember who it was, which I thought was worse than the actual penalty given on the VAR. So, again, more refereeing problems going on. But don't take away from anything from Leicester. You know, we were outstanding. Jamie Vardy's finally on to his 100th goal for the club. He's in 99, only needs one more to hit that list of footballers, I think, of only about 20, is it 27, 28 footballers, something like that?
It's incredible that he will next join that club, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, some of them players in there, Matt Letizia, Drogba, Darren Bent, Paul Scholes, I think Peter Crouch is in there, you know, and then obviously the top, Alan Shearer, Wayne Rooney and all that. He's going to be in that elite of, you know, named players in that top 100. It's mad.
Yeah, and it is mad. And actually, I want to quickly ask you something, Lee, because I don't think we covered it. It was a few weeks ago now, maybe a month, when the Premier League announced that they are doing a Hall of Fame and they're inducting the first two members. We don't know who they are, but from Leicester, we know involved in that incredible league-winning run. For you, who would you put in from a Leicester perspective? Two names that should be in the Premier League Hall of Fame and two non-Leicester names that you think will be those first two.
Well, you've got to pick the Premier League winners squad, first of all, because...
Well, I did give you two, Lee. Yeah. You've just picked about 500.
No, I'm talking about Leicester. It's got to be Jamie Vardy and probably Riyad Mahrez, or could be... It's going to be Jamie Vardy regardless. It's got to be Jamie Vardy, but I'm not sure who else. Maybe...
What about Kasper? I mean, we're talking about Schmeichel now, who's only...
Kasper's loyal.
Yeah, and he's only become the fourth Danish player to hit the 200 game mark in the Premier League. I mean, this is an incredible achievement. And I think sometimes he's a little bit overlooked how good of a keeper he is. You know, obviously the son of a legendary keeper himself.
Yeah.
He's very reliable.
Kasper's had that problem, I think, from the moment he was born, unfortunately, of being under the best Premier League goalkeeper ever. To sort of match that is going to be a big ask. And he's playing for little old Leicester, not, you know, one of the elite clubs. I rolled my eyes, you can't see me, but you will do on the video that's out.
I felt it.
I'll put this out tomorrow on our YouTube channel so you can watch this as well. So I think maybe because he's a lesser player, he doesn't get the acknowledgement of being one of the best. So I don't think he would go into the Hall of Fame just based on that. N'Golo Kante, I think. It'll be N'Golo Kante.
Yeah, and what about two non-Leicester players that you think, you know, they...
What, of all time?
In the Premier League, that should be in that, the first two names in that Premier League Hall of Fame, just off the top of your head.
Oh, come on. We all know Thierry Henry is got to be the main man to go in. He's probably the greatest Premier League player, in my eyes, ever, to grace the Premier League. And obviously, you've got to put your top goal scorer, Alan Shearer, in there. Yeah. It's obvious.
Yeah, I think both are in with a shout to be the first ones in, Thierry Henry and Alan Shearer. Who knows, maybe in the next 15, 20 years, we could be talking about another name. It's high praise, but the way he played last night, James Justin, this is another gem. They bought him from Luton Town. For fans who obviously aren't in that Leicester perspective, Lee, tell us what kind of player he is, because he's only featured a handful of games now, but on to last night's showing, he's going to be getting a lot more appearances.
Yeah, he's a young, hungry player. He's almost what I thought Chilwell was probably a year and a half ago when Chilwell first made it onto the first 11 for Leicester. Desire to get the ball, go forwards, and not to be scared to just dig in as well and throw a challenge, really. He reminds me, I don't know, I'm trying to think what other Leicester player that he could resemble back in the day. Ooh, it's tough. He's a different kind of character. He reminds me like of coming from like a non-league type player. It's just that raw talent, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and we're talking about the how young this Leicester side is and the players they have. Maddison, Jahvi Barnes, now Justin James, you know, Tielemans, Ndidi, they're all still so young. And now they've got another gem.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable where what the future holds, really. That next chapter as well, and Rodgers in next year, you know, being back in Europe as well. And we talk about, you know, getting that good bit of form back, Lee. And was it for you, was the catalyst the win against Birmingham last week? Because, all right, Birmingham in the Championship, but let's not forget, this is a team at the time who were on a 13-game unbeaten run. And it was dominant from Leicester, you know. Birmingham never really threatened. It was a hard-fought win, and it was a win that they needed. And now in the quarterfinals, where they will be at home and face Chelsea.
Going on to the Chelsea fixture, a little stat for you that I seen earlier was every time Leicester have played Chelsea in the FA Cup, Chelsea have gone on to beat Leicester and actually win the actual FA Cup as well.
Wow. Well, we're all hoping that doesn't ring true this time.
I know.
But what are you pleased with that draw? Obviously, Chelsea quarterfinals, because we know what happened in the League Cup, heartache in the semi-finals, another good chance.
Yeah, Chelsea are looking strong, though. They're the ones that are chasing the top four position in the Premier League. Put Liverpool out of the FA Cup, sorry. I don't know, mate. It's a tough one. It's going to be a tough fixture. And if they both care about the Cup, which I'm hoping they do, because when it hits the quarters, I think the teams step up a bit. It's going to be a clash and a half, that.
Yeah, it will be a fantastic game. Lee, always a delight to get you on and have a chat with you. Lee Chappie there from Leicester Fan TV. Make sure you check those guys out because they're brilliant. All the videos they do, like Lee said, he'll be uploading this tomorrow as well and you can watch. But as always, you can have your say. More importantly, tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. You can WhatsApp on the same number. But don't worry, Foxes fans, there is still the second half to come.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, it is time for your say tonight on the Leicester City Fan Show. This is what we do best at Love Sport Radio, giving you a chance to have your say. And we just heard from Lee Chappie there talking, and you can tell in Lee's voice the passion, the momentum has changed, because Leicester, after waiting 2 months for that Premier League win, absolutely thrashed Aston Villa last night 4-0. I'm delighted to say, join now with Chris Forian from Leicester Till I Die podcast. Chris, I want to get your thoughts on last night, and then I want to talk a little bit about Leicester qualifying for those FA Cup quarterfinals. But surely last night you must have been pleased, because you were a little bit concerned. But Leicester, back in business.
I mean, would the real Leicester stand up, please?
You know, love it.
It is... Those are the sort of performance. Well, last night was the sort of performance that we were putting on earlier on in the year, you know. And I'm going to be honest with you, and I think I said last week, I never thought to go against, you know, my team. But those are the sort of games that worried me. You know, we couldn't beat Norwich. You know, they beat us. Villa, we struggled over the two legs to. Well, we didn't beat them in the League Cup semi-finals. So, you know, it was a potential banana skin, but. My God, yeah, the old Leicester came back, and it was a pleasure to watch them again.
Yeah, and obviously no coincidence, Chris, that obviously their recent blip, 2 points from 4 games, you know, back returning last night, Wilfred Ndidi, you know, he was back, Vardy was on for the last half an hour, and straight away we can see the impact they have on this side.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think Ndidi... you could see the difference in the midfield. You know, the first 10 minutes were a little bit sort of, oh God, is this going to be another one of those games? But after we got those first 10 minutes out of the way, because Villa, to their credit, came at us in those first 10 minutes, and, you know, it was the old Leicester back. And again, Vardy, it wasn't, you know, Nacho's night last night. He had a couple of chances, he missed them. On another day, they might have gone in. But we were getting the ball to Vardy last night. And the thing is, even before Vardy was injured, that was something we hadn't been doing. And if you don't give him the ball, I mean, I think his stats for last night were 2 touches, 2 shots, 2 goals. That's not bad, but he can only do that if he's given the ball.
Yeah, it's so true. But we saw Leicester back to their brilliant best. And I kind of asked Liam, wanted to speak about this a little bit more tonight, more in depth, Chris. Was last week's win over Birmingham in the Cup, you know, the catalyst for it? Because, yes, it wasn't the best performance. Maybe not, wouldn't have been first on the highlight show. But it was against the Birmingham side, who are very tough to beat at the minute. It was a hard-fought win. They ground it out and they got the result that they needed.
Birmingham were the form team going into that game. You know, they were on a good run.
13 games unbeaten.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we weren't. And you know, FA Cups, these are the games that the Championship side. Birmingham would have looked at that game against Leicester and thought, we can have these guys with the way they're playing and the form they're on. So it was a potential banana skin. That is the sort of game that if you went back to the start of the season, we probably should have won easily. We didn't. We were sort of on edge. We managed to, you know, sneak the 1-0 win. And if you're playing badly and you're sneaking the wins, you're going to get that confidence. And I think, yeah, that it could very well be the sort of the point where we look at it and go, yep, that's turned our season back on its head again.
Yeah, absolutely. And what did you make of the draw, of that quarterfinal draw? Chelsea now, and Leeds saying the stat tonight that every time Leicester play Chelsea in the Cup, Chelsea have won and then gone on to win it. Not good omens for your beloved Leicester, but what do you make of this one? Because it is at home and they have been conceding goals. This is a different Chelsea. And now, if Leicester are flying again, they will fancy themselves to reach the final four.
It could go either way. I think the two league games have both been draws. If I've got that right. So it's if you look at the teams that are left, I think they're the all Premier League teams as well. So wasn't an easy draw in there. And don't get me wrong, you don't always want the easy draw. I can remember getting Wickham in the quarters at home, which was the easiest draw going, and it was a catalyst for sort of 6-7 seasons of utter failure for us. So careful what you wish for, but it's a home leg, you know, it's a home game. And I think when you look at who's left, a home game is as much as we could have sort of hoped for. But you've also got to look at the fact of we're third in the league. The likes of Man United, the likes of Chelsea, whoever else is there, they're not going to necessarily want to draw us away.
Yeah, and this is, and you're only one game away from Wembley, and it just feels like Leicester maybe they would have learnt maybe a little bit of steel, Chris, from that League Cup semi-final defeat to Villa, so close to Wembley. This time they're one game again, and maybe that will just be a little bit of an extra motivation for this side, won't it?
You hope so. Yeah. Leicester City are an amazing team for shooting themselves in the foot, and you know, you could look and start, you know. Look at the end of the season, we could end up sort of with nothing. But yeah, you would hope, and we've got a manager that learns, and you know, we've got a good manager that will look at things and right, what went wrong. You know, you've got to probably have more, well, definitely got more faith in Brendan than we did with Claude. So, and when you've been that close, almost at the point of tasting it, when you have a look, you know, it was, you know, a minute away from possible penalties and then possibly being in that final, yet you're going to want it again. And I think Chelsea will look at that and they'll be thinking, yeah, not keen on this game.
And it is third versus fourth, you know, those two teams in the Premier League. And on that top four race, Chris, obviously that win last night, the gap to fifth is 8 points. There's 9 games to go now. And I know you, Chris, and knowing you how I do, you will never say that they are there. It is cemented. It is locked in, guaranteed. But how are you feeling now? Because that is a big gap. Yes, we know United are in a good place on a good form. But so Leicester, we feel, hopefully, in this final home straight, they will kick on, and it is a big gap and big ground to make up.
It is, but we have had bigger, and that's the thing we've got to remember. You know, it wasn't so long ago when we were sort of double points clear. So it can turn, teams can go on bad runs, and I think the thing that works in our favour is that you look at those teams that are sort of behind us, Chelsea, Tottenham, Man United, the big clubs that you think would, you know, sneak up, haven't been going on a run all season. They've been throwing points away as well. And as bad as, you know, to say that the run we've been on, and we are still those points ahead, I'm not saying I'm overconfident, but I'm in a happy place. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, a happy place. And it is Watford on the weekend. It's the early kickoff to kick the weekend's action off. It is Watford, and it is away. And there is a familiar face, Nigel Pearson. What do you make of Pearson before we look at Watford? And obviously with that connection, how do you feel about him and his time he had at the club?
Oh, God, I love the man. I mean, I can remember, I actually lived down in on the south coast in Poole, and I went to watch Leicester Bournemouth, and we were both in the Championship. And we were actually sat in the away side, directly behind the dugout. And he came at the end of the game. He sort of, by the time the game was over, I sort of lost any pretense of pretending to be a Bournemouth fan and had sort of my Leicester stuff on the show. And Nigel came over and was, so what are you doing on this side talking? The guy is completely different to the persona that he put across in that season when we did the Great Escape, when he was trying to deflect the pressure off his team. He was trying to do, I think, what Josie was used to do at Chelsea, but he just didn't quite get it right. But I absolutely love the guy. And I actually did a poll recently saying that if we had to have one ex-manager back, and I did this actually when Nigel went to Watford just to gauge sort of opinion, and I said, "What? No, for Leicester fans, what manager would you have back if Brendan was to have sort of left today and gone to Arsenal?" And actually, more people wanted Nigel back than wanted Claudio Ranieri back.
Wow, that does surprise me. The title-winning manager against the one, like you said, the Great Escape, and he's obviously trying to pull off a similar Great Escape with Watford, who are down in the relegation. You know, they have troubles of their own, but they're fighting for their lives. They got a fantastic result at home to Liverpool, so they will have a spring in their step when they are at home. What do you make of this fixture, Chris?
Well, again, if you'd asked me just after they'd beaten Liverpool, I'd have been sort of a little bit worried, but I think they reverted back to form, unfortunately for them, when they played Palace just at the weekend. I would love them to stay up purely because of Nigel, and I think Nigel's a marvellous manager. Mm. I just hope that they start sort of winning again after this weekend. But it'll be tough, because again, Nigel, you know, he'll know still quite a few of the players from Leicester days. There's still quite a few left there. So we'll know what we're about, and that's always an advantage. You know, Watford are fighting for their lives. They've got off the, you know, they're at the bottom three now, albeit I know Villa have got a game in hand. But they're going to be looking at that and thinking, like, you know, we're on this little mini run, if you like. We've got out the bottom three. Let's that, get that momentum going. Nigel's been there. He's been down there, seen it, got the T-shirt, of course, with Leicester. It will be a tough game.
Yeah, it'll be a tough game. And you said that Watford may be reverting to type, but maybe a little bit home and away form. On their travels, not as good. But, you know, that home game against Liverpool will still be fresh in their minds. And on that, obviously, all the connections between the two. Chris, what is your score prediction?
Unfortunately, and I know we played really, really well on against Villa last night. Mm. And I hope it's the start of us going another little run. But it's going to be a tough game, and I think it might just be a 1-1. I think it'll be a draw.
Yeah, a point for Leicester, though, in this race, you know, keeping that gap, and for Watford. Maybe both sides will take that points at a premium. Chris, always good to get you on and have a chat. Chris Forian there from the Leicester Till I Die podcast joining us, and what is always a highlight, the Leicester City Fan Show. And you can join Lee, can join Chris, can join me and have your say every Tuesday, 8 to 8.30, right here on Love Sport Radio.
Love Sport.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.